You're listening to The Unexplained, a series on the strange occurrences that have been witnessed or have happened on the Boise Fort Reservation. Brought to you by KBFT, 89.9 FM, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
My name is Stan Day. I'm an elder here at Boise Fort. This is a dream I had about a year ago. It woke me up from my sleep. It was our deer season. And so I had a rifle in the car. I got out of the truck and I was just contemplating and thinking and kind of daydreaming, and I saw a movement to my left. And then I could see a smaller deer, like a two-year-old deer, just the white necktie through the balsam trees. And there was about three or four more trees, and it was going to my right. I thought, okay, I'll just wait until it gets in that clearing, in that small clearing, and then I'll shoot it. Excuse me, before that deer came out, and behind that was a terrier, and the dog saw me. And he saw me aiming my rifle, and I was just about to pull the trigger. It walked really fast up to me, and then it jumped up, and it put its paws on my waist, and it looked me right in the eye, and it was pleading with me, with his eyes, "Don't shoot this deer. Please don't shoot this deer." And so I watched them, and the dog was running guard duty, you know, back and forth and behind the doe. And I don't know what that meant. And it was something about the dog was black with white or gray mixed, and with its was curly hair. And I don't know if that meant the races of people that. Maybe it meant that the white race was floundering, and they're actually crippled, and they're going. I don't know what it meant, but the brown one was our people that we could help somehow, and that the dog was. I don't know what to think about the dog, what that could have been, but it meant something. And I'm going to ask medicine people when I see them if they'll decipher that for me.
When he was five, Stan had an experience with another spirit animal.
The pines actually covered the road, so it was dark even in the daytime there. And at night, it was scary, you know, and people didn't want to walk out to Grandma's, and she was just around the corner there, you know, where that field is now. Her house was closer to where the old road was. And it went by the end of that clearing, and it met out by where Teresa's house was, or is, you know, where Squidge lives. But anyway, we were coming from something at the church, me and my mom, and it was an eclipse of the moon, and it got and it was dark in there anyway, and it got real dark, and we didn't have a flashlight. And I said, "Mom, I'm scared." She said, "Just stay by me." And then I saw a black dog. And I said, "Oh, I'm not scared now. There's a black dog walking us home." And she said, "Don't touch it and don't talk to it, because it might be a Munchausen, which is a spirit." But the dog walked us home to Grandma's. Then it turned around and went back. Mm-hmm. Because it must have sensed that we were afraid, you know.
The Unexplained is brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.